Is anybody there?
I have received your message. It said you were looking for mercenaries. Please, come forward.
Welcome, Mrs. X. I hope you like my humble abode.
That voice. Show yourself. Where are you?
I am all around you.
But these are machines.
I have been upgraded. You knew me as Dr. Bix. Now I am Bix version 2.0.
Oh, how can this be? I saw you die. I even had to wipe bits of your brain off my cat suit.
The man may have destroyed my body, but my mind, my beautiful mind, survived. Housed here within this mainframe, and now with the struggles of humanity removed, I am all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing.
Well, very impressive, Doctor. But how does this involve me?
The man was made too perfect. It led to his insanity and his downfall. However, we should not abandon Project Omega so easily.
But the man died, and the virus died with him.
I have reviewed the footage of the man's demise. There was one, a carrier, who survived. This falls black. We can rebuild the program.
What is it you wish of me?
Just the trifle matter of bringing the boy to me.
I was quit when I came in here. I'm twice as quit now.
Regrettable, but 75% predictable. There is no way I can convince you?
Negative.
Well, I'm afraid with your knowledge, I cannot allow you to leave here alive.
Ooh, and how are you going to stop me? With vials and plugs?
No, with Khan.
Khan? What is that?
The perfect blend of animal and machine. Khan, be a good dog and terminate her.
Target locked.
I'm gonna rip her apart.
Goodbye, Mrs. X.
Wrong side of the tracks, boy. Wrong side of the tracks, yeah.
Dark Smile Productions present Ratty by Richard Delafield. Episode 2, Manimal Rising.
When the whole crowd was around, but now there's nobody here to help you to pay your crown.
Good morning, lovers, and welcome to a new day. The weather is miserable, the traffic is miserable, so stick with me and I'll ride you through these rough times to better times ahead. But for now, let's prepare you for the weather outside with a slice of Travis. And why does it...
Oi, get up.
Your hands are cold.
Come on, Sal.
It's my day off, let me lie in.
But you promised.
Oh, Tony, it's raining. Wouldn't you rather just stay in bed?
No, we need to...
In bed with me?
Yeah. No, I mean, maybe.
Come on, Tone. We can spend a lazy morning in together.
It's tempting.
Princess Leia outfit.
Oh, I wish I could.
6 months, Tony. It's been 6 months.
No, it's not. You got it out last Tuesday.
Don't you think it's time you accepted the fact that he's gone?
I can't. I can't sleep at night. I think of him being all alone out there in the cold and the wet and... I know he's still alive and he needs me, Sal. He needs me. I have to find him. I have to find Ratty.
Ratty. Ratty.
Who's there? Bloody hell. What are you supposed to be? Dinosaur?
Dinosaur? Dinosaur? I am no dinosaur. I am the great dragon of the north.
All right, Puff. Don't have a hissy fit. Come on, then. Let's have a little song or something.
I have come...
I know what you are.
You do?
Yeah. Bad cheese.
Bad cheese?
I must have had some before I put my head down. And now, I'm having some weird dream with a big lizard.
This is not a dream.
You got to film me.
This is a vision.
What's the difference?
I beg your pardon?
Between a dream and a vision.
Well...
You don't know, do you?
Look, I have come here in a vision to tell you your destiny. Would you like to hear it or not?
I'd rather not. I'm pro-choice and all that. Not a big believer in preordained fate. Prefer to think of my life as a series of random events. Have you got any cigs?
No.
Come off it, pal. You sound like you're on 200 a day.
If you're referring to my wheeze, young rat, I could always fill your lungs with sulfur and see how you like it. As I was saying, I'm afraid, Ratty, you have no choice. You must hear your destiny.
All right, Moss Chops. Lay it on me.
In the beginning.
The beginning? This isn't going to take long, is it? Only alcohol killed my attention span a long time ago.
It will take as long as it takes. Now, if there are no further interruptions. In the beginning, all was void and chaos. Until one day, the rat bit into the chaos and brought about order. The balance between this world and the heavens became perfect, and the rat became the first of the celestial animals. The world was a happy place, a place of beauty and harmony. However, this did not last forever. Some men looked to order too much. They had no passion, only the desire to control, to bring about their ideal of perfection, and bit by bit, the magic has died from this world. If the balance fails and all is turned to order, love will be no more. Humor will be no more. Hope will be no more. And heaven shall fade to nothing.
Blimey. I never thought I'd meet a wishy-washy liberal dragon. Save the waterworks, Dino, and tell me what all of this has got to do with me.
Ratty, you are the chosen one. The first of your kind created order from chaos. And now, you must create chaos from order.
Well, I think I've reached the decision.
Who?
You are definitely a bad cheese dream.
When you are awake, follow the white rabbit.
Home sweet home. Must remember to get some more of that cheese. That was well messed up. Oh, let's see what's for breakfast. Rum and raisin bar. My favourite. This is the life, eh? Do what I like. Go where I like. Not having to save the world and then get all forgotten about and left to die. You know what I might wash this down with? Some rum. Perfect accompaniment, if you ask me.
You drink too much.
Eh?
It feebles your mind, and the way ahead of you is full of perils.
Great, just what I need. A talking rabbit.
I'm not a talking rabbit. You are speaking rabbit.
Let me get myself another drink, Floxy. I'm far too sober to contemplate that.
I'm serious. You can talk to anything. Bird, reptile, fish, man, anything.
Why would I want to talk to a fish? Can I talk to booze? Hello, Captain Morgan. Pleased to meet you. Bottoms up, you salty old sea dog.
Like I said, you drink far too much. Are you coming or what?
Not without a good flapping.
Ugh, I meant, are you following me? You know, the vision you had, a big dragon, told you to follow me?
In my cheese-induced dream, Tuberculosis Rex clearly told me to follow the white rabbit. You're more like an off-white hare.
I was white till I came into this filth-infested gutter that you call a home. Now let's get a move on. Time is short.
Just one more thing. Seeing as we're both rodents, how about we get jiggy-jiggy with it? You know, make the beast with two hairy backs.
One thing, I'm not a rodent. Us rabbits are part of the Lagomorphs family. And two, just because I'm a rabbit, it doesn't mean I'm a slapper. Now get a move on and follow me.
Right, darling. No need to get all high and mighty just because you've got more teeth than me. Yeah. By the way, you've such a cute behind. Wait up, slow down.
Tony, I'm glad I caught you. Can I have a word?
Sure thing, Dr. Chimera.
Alex, please.
Okay. Alex?
Is everything okay at home? It's just that all this time you seem to have been a bit distracted.
Well, I don't know how to say this. I had a close friend. He was a rat, actually. And I lost him. I've been trying to...
You don't need to say any more. Tony, you are probably the most talented student at this university. You even put some of the lecturers to shame. But let me tell you this one little secret. You could be the most talented veterinarian in the world, but sooner or later, you are going to lose a patient. What you need to learn is when to let go. And then having the courage to look someone's beloved pooch in the eye while sticking in the needle and sending it to the longest of sleeps.
Tony!
I think I understand.
Tony!
And do you think you're ready to let go?
Tony!
Perhaps it's time for me to...
Tony! Didn't you hear me calling?
I was...
Who's this?
Who? Oh, this. Oh, she's one of my lecturers.
Dr. Chimera. And you are?
His girlfriend. So, this is Dr. Chimera. You're a lot different to what I've been led to believe.
Oh?
A lot more female for a start.
Sal, you're embarrassing me.
I'll leave you two lovebirds to it. It's been a pleasure meeting you. And, Tony, remember what I told you?
I'll think about it.
What did she tell you?
Oh, just vet stuff.
Vet stuff?
Yeah. Come on, let's go home.
What kind of vet stuff?
If you have enjoyed listening to this production, the full audio CD version is available from our online shop.